USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says that there is a small risk of showers. She explains that this could cause their launch to be canceled as they don't want to risk a lightning strike.
Basically, if you think about it, we're sending a charged rod up into the sky. We've done half the work for the atmosphere already.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The Treasury Department sending out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it wouldn't ship oil from Russia. It sold at a higher price than the limit agreed to. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently said that the labor market is out of balance and they intend to raise interest rates further to fight inflation. Appearing on Fox Business, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the August jobs report was pretty good overall.
Companies are still hiring. People are still, there's emerging industries, and then the legislature here in Washington and the president passed some significant piece of legislation that's going to only add to more jobs for our economy.
The White House is asking Congress for more than $22 billion in additional COVID funding. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it'll tackle pressing ongoing needs. That includes vaccines, testing, and treatments. Jean-Pierre saying will also cover research aimed at confronting future pandemics. Additionally, the White House is seeking more money for monkeypox, Ukraine, and natural disasters in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A Pennsylvania Republican is reacting to President Biden's Thursday night primetime address.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano calls out President Biden on Newsmax.
And here we go again. You know, Democrat dog whistles there. And I'd like him and his party to condemn the summer of love in 2020, where there's billions of dollars of damage to mostly peaceful protests, you know, amplified by their ridiculous comments by the left-wing media. And about 20-some deaths across the nation here. We remember what happened in Seattle and in Philadelphia. The Democrat Party is not the party of law and order.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News. News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Death Valley, California may reach 127 degrees this weekend. Death Valley spokesman Abby Wine saying the high mountains trap the heat and sometimes even attract tourists.
Oh, I've never experienced 120. I've never experienced 125. It might be a record. It might be 130. And so people come because of that, which you might think it would be scare them away. It actually has the opposite effect.
She notes that they're concerned about tourists breaking down on back roads, adding that it's easy to miss signs of overheating or dehydration. Top Gun Maverick is breaking the United States record for digital sales in 1 week. That's according to Paramount, which released the film on digital on August 23rd. The film has brought in more than $1.4 billion from the worldwide box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.